Let's wind this puppy up then. 5, 4.
It's episode 280, and we've got plugins for generating Pinterest images, click to tweet, disable password notifications, site lockdown, and a great new way to respond to comments privately. It's all coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're about to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the great wet north of beautiful British Columbia, Canada, I'm John Overall.
And from the sunny shores of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we have the usual great show for you here today. But don't forget, right off the top, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. And if you've got a few minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner, or taking a few minutes out of your life and giving us a review in the iTunes store.
That's right. Those iTunes reviews do help us a lot, so we do appreciate your time in taking care of that. Also, remember, you can follow the show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. Now, of course, this is the point here where we usually do a little bit of self-promotion about being WordPress professionals, and I've got to change mine up a bit these days. It seems I've just been a little too successful in getting the word out about my abilities, and at this time, I'm unable to take on any more work. So thank you, everyone out there who calls and sends me emails and looks for work. There may be the occasional time if you're in dire straits, absolute emergency WordPress support, I could help you out. You could contact me at my website at johnoverall.com to submit a request. But in the meantime, what I've done to help alleviate this pressure and to share the wealth with everyone is over at the WPPluginsA2Z.com or WP Support website, I've created a jobs board. And we're going to start sharing that jobs board out so WordPress professionals can put their credentials up there to hopefully find a job, or anyone looking to hire a WordPress professional can go there and list their job. So I know there's lots and lots of job boards out there, but this is another one that may or may not help folks out. So check it out at WPPluginsA2Z.com/jobs. And
nice.
There'll be more on that coming into the future. So that's what I'll be promoting from now on until my workload lightens to the point where I need to bring in more work.
Oh, that's a great problem to have.
It is. It is a great problem to have.
Wow. Well, you know, it's not a great problem to have if you're trying to launch a membership site and you can't get it off the ground. And that's why I developed the Membership Coach program. You can go to membershipcoach.com, put in promo code WPAZ, and you'll get 30% off of your membership fee. That brings it down to about $67 a month. And with everything that we've got coming up here in the next month, everything is going to kind of come together on the site. A lot of great things coming. And believe it or not, I've got some new guests on the Membership Coach podcast that are coming soon, including the director of the Department of Education for the entire United States. So I'm going to be talking about how online learning and e-learning is slowly making its way into the classroom in America. It's a pretty good episode.
Sweet.
So check that out over at membershipcoach.com.
Sweet. Sounds like some great opportunities. And absolutely, folks, check out Marcus's site. He's got some great knowledge up in his head about membership sites.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at this point here, we'd like to thank our donors to the show. Those who donate $50 or more get acknowledged here, and we give you links to wherever you want us to send those links to. And this week here, we'd like to again thank Jeremy at Jez Web Party Limited, who sent in $50, and this note: thank you, John and Marcus, for continuing with plug-in reviews and now interviews. This donation is on behalf of COMO Leather Furniture at como.com.au, who is a Jez Web WordPress with WooCommerce client in Newcastle, Australia. Well, thank you very much, Jeremy. We greatly appreciate your support of the show. You are like a premium donor here. So thank you very much.
Yes, and with my last name Couch, you can imagine I'm into furniture. So
absolutely. We'll get it shipped over from Australia for you.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we'd like to give a big thank you to all Patreon donors. Of course, this being the first week of the month, this is when all the Patreon donors money gets sent in to us. So thank you very much. We got several donors over there who came in this month. Much appreciated to all of you. And if you'd like to be a Patreon donor, you can go to patreon.com, WP Plugins A to Z. And support us there by donating any amount you want. $10 is preferable, all the way up to hundreds if you want. But if you put $40 or more, you'll start to gain access to the membership section of the WP support website, which is starting to include plugins and other miscellaneous pieces, as you'll hear later on in the show.
Great. Yeah, please do that. That helps out a lot in terms of the transcription that we do and other things that are associated with the show. It does cost us money, and we do like to get reimbursed for that in some way. Believe me, John and I are not living like fat cats from the donations. We put it right back into the show.
All of it's going back into the show. So, yes, absolutely, folks. Think about it. Value for value. That's what this show is becoming. As we provide you value, you provide us value. So that's all we ask.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this week here, I do want to remind everyone that we are running a contest that we are giving away an elite license for QuizCat plugin. I reviewed it back in episode 276, and I also interviewed David Hehenberger on a show. And so you can get the review show there in the website. He volunteered an elite license for the QuizCat plugin, which is a pretty nice plugin and pretty decent. I'm still going through and working out the first quiz from WP Plugins. And the contest will be running until American Thanksgiving Day. And you can go enter it by simply going to WPPluginsAtoZ.com/QuizCat to enter your email to win. And then you can share out the unique link you get and earn extra entries into it. So you get a better chance at winning the license, which is valued at $99, by the way, folks. So,
yeah, that's a good deal.
Go check it out. You know, all we're asking for is that you give us your email address. If you're already on the email list, you won't get more emails from us. But if you're not, it's a way to join the email list and get our newsletter weekly.
Great. Good luck to everybody who enters.
And we do have quite a few entries already, so looking good. Okay, and we do have a little bit of WordPress news this week, and WordPress 4.7 is almost upon us. So have you been checking it out yet, Marcus?
I have not. Nope. I haven't. I've been bad about this one. Yeah. I don't know why.
That's all right. I've just begun looking at it. And I've got one link here to an article at the Tavern, which is a preview of the custom CSS editor that is being added to the customizer in WordPress. So this is one of the new features, and I understand there's a lot of new features in 4.7. So.
Yeah, they still haven't fixed the media library, though. So
sometimes I wonder if they're ever going to fix the media library.
I don't know.
That's been a complaint for the last five versions, I think.
I know. Well, maybe 4.8. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe 5.0. Maybe in 5.0 they'll fix it.
Unlikely.
Also, other interesting articles. Security, always important for your WordPress site. There's an article linked in here that gives 15 WordPress that is from 15 different WordPress experts weigh in with their top WordPress security tips. It's a pretty interesting article, so check it out. And if you're a plugin developer, you'll want to read the article I have in here. It's another one from the Tavern, which leads to the links. The WordPress team published revamped guidelines for the plugin directory. So you'll want to check this out. A lot of things have changed in the guideline. So very important for you plugin developers.
Outstanding. I just do want to share one bit of news. My personal site, MarcusCouch.com, has been stuck on DreamHost in terms of a host for a long time because I have, I don't know, maybe 700 MP3 files there for old podcasts and things that I've done in terms of an archive. So it's something I really didn't want to move. And recently, I would say within a couple of days, I got a Google Search Console notification that my site had been hacked and there was a malware injection in it. And sure enough, I went in with my Chrome browser, typed in MarcusCouch.com, got the red screen of death, right? The red one that we all hate.
Especially for our personal sites.
So I went to DreamHost, and they have this little tool that they just announced that's going to be like $1.50 per month per site. And this was after a Sucuri scan, and Sucuri found it. And then I went to DreamHost, the actual host that I'm paying for this site, and ran their malware monitor and got the thumbs up. Hey, everything's cool. Everything's great. That's the term they used. It's all great. It's great. So I went through a couple layers of support, finally figured out what it was. But DreamHost, shame on you. You're ripping people off because, one, I think your security is terrible. It seems like I could put a blank WordPress install on there, and within a week it would get hacked somehow. You know, it just seems like there's an inside hole somewhere. And second is, if you're going to put out a malware tool, you better make damn sure that it works.
Oh, absolutely.
Because in this case, it didn't work. And I did a screenshot of all three of those screens at once and put it on Twitter. So go check it out. But if I was DreamHost, I'd be very embarrassed that this is happening. I can't recommend DreamHost as a host, period. And as soon as I get the opportunity to get off of that, I'm going to.
Well, may be able to help you find a way to do that. But, yeah, DreamHost has been one of those ones that I've dealt with off and on for several years now. And 9 out of 10 times now if I have a client at DreamHost, I barely will touch their website anymore because of the what I consider to be massive holes you can drive a semi through in their platform.
Yeah, I use them because they're local to me. Yeah. Literally local, you know, right down the road as far as where they're located. And that's why I use them, because I like supporting local businesses, but not going to happen anymore.
That's okay. All right, well, enough of that. We'll get off our soapboxes, and it looks like we can move it along to other things. We don't have any other feedback this week, but of course, if you want to be featured here, go to our website and leave us a speak pipe. We'll be happy to play it back here and give you some input and feedback on whatever you send us.
Yeah, if you're looking for a plugin, if there's something that you can't figure out, or any kind of help that you need, let us know. We'll help you for free.
All right. Looks like we're off into the meat potatoes time, eh?
All right, let's rock.
Off we go. Okay, this week here, the first plugin I've got is called WPrequel. And this plugin here was sent in to us by, his name just jumped right out of my head. And I need to.
There he is now.
Yeah, there he is now. Can I turn my phone off there? See, busy. At any rate, it was sent in to us, and I did an interview with him, too, and that should stick in my head. I did an interview last week, but it was a really great interview, and the plugin WPrequel is a great leads plugin that is easy to set up and activate. And you add it as a widget to a widget area of your website, and it helps you to create leads into your website. Now, what it's great for is the leads that it helps you generate is it's designed for the real estate industry and collecting people who are looking to buy property or obtain mortgages. And the plugin is preset in almost everything that's in it, and it goes through, collects their information, pre-qualifies them as to whether or not they're actually going to get a mortgage or everything else. And it's much easier to use than all the other leads forms that are used out there, and that what this plugin has been designed to do is for people to just click a button to answer a series of questions versus having to type in all the answers like every other forms I've seen for mortgage collection. They go through and click all the buttons, and then when they get to the end, all it does is ask for their name, email address, and phone number very simply. By the time they've clicked all the buttons, they're already ready to type in those four pieces of information, and then it gets submitted to you. Now, It was a great plugin, pretty easy to set up unless you needed something more specific. It was easy to control the look and feel of the website, but there was no place in it to change the answers or customize the answers you wanted in it. I did feel the plugin could benefit from the ability to customize the questions and also the ability to change from the default privacy policy and terms that they have set into it. They have a default one that people have to accept the terms when they go to it. It's a preset information. But other than that, it turned out to be a great plugin. The author is looking at expanding it out and connecting it up to things like Zapier, Salesforce, or other CMS systems. So eventually it'll be a great plugin. Right now it's in pretty good shape. I gave it a 5 Dragon rating for all of its ease of use. So check it out, WP Prequel.
Very nice. Very nice. I'm going to check that one out. This is a new plugin that's brand new, and in fact, it's still in beta. It's called Grid Canvas, and what it does is it's a Pinterest image creator, and it creates a sort of a grid out of the images that already exist within your posts. And you can predetermine what sort of image grid it is. And by grid, I mean sometimes when you post like in Facebook and you do an album, it kind of shows one main picture and then maybe a grid of three other photos, and then you can click on it and all that. Well, this actually creates that image through the Grid Canvas API and allows people to tweet the story or tweet the blog, you know, the post, and it uses that grid image as the actual image that's like in Twitter or Facebook or whatever, and Pinterest as well. This is really, really nice. I really like this plugin. It's completely in beta right now, so it's free to use. It will become a paid plugin, and I'm sure that they'll have some sort of a special for anybody that's already involved in terms of the beta and upgrading to the paid version. But for now, I would check this out. This is something that really intrigued me. I tried it out on my site. And it was really, really easy to set up. And the product that came out the other end was just beautiful. So it's called Grid Canvas Pinterest Image Creator. And because it's in beta and not quite ready for prime time, I gave it a 4 out of 5. But I'm sure the pro version, once it comes out, I'm really looking forward to reviewing that. I'm sure it would get top level.
Very nice. That's can be quite useful for getting your stuff out to Pinterest.
Yeah, it's very it's not just Pinterest either. I mean, it gives you the ability to tweet the picture, do anything, but especially Pinterest because you can automatically put it there. But really, really nice. It's called Grid Canvas.
Very nice. Well, thinking of tweeting things out, the next plugin I've got here is called Better Click to Tweet. And this one came about through a client request. Noticing that more and more websites out there have that little quote box somewhere in the post article that says click here to tweet, and then it tweets out that quote that's been preset. And that's what this plugin does. Very simple, very easy, and very powerful. It allows you, once you install and activate it, adds a new Twitter icon to your editor. You click that icon, it pops up a window. You customize the quote you want, add the hashtags you want, all the little bits and pieces to it. Then you add your username to it and hit enter, and it inserts it as a short code into your post. And then when the post is presented to your users, it presents it in this nice grid, which you could probably do some customizing CSS to make it stand out a little more. And then once they click that, it automatically sends out the exact tweet that you want sent out from your website, saving your visitors, of course, the hassle of trying to figure out what to say, meaning they'll more than likely tweet things out a little more often for you, and then you get notifications of it. I tested it out this morning on our website, and after I sent a tweet, it had a couple of retweets on it, so hey, it works quite well. And of course, Better Click to Tweet, because it's so simple, easy, and saves lots of time, it gets one of those top 5 Dragon ratings. Very sweet plugin.
Awesome. Well, John, this next plugin falls under that category that we love of lazy plugins, and that is one that you install and turn it on and never have to deal with it ever again. And this one is by our friend Pippin Williamson, who is pretty known in the WordPress community.
Absolutely.
He makes easy digital downloads and a whole ton of other plugins. This one is called Disable Password Change Notifications, and it does just that. Every time you get a user that changes their password, typically it goes to the administrator and says, hey, you know, John Jacob Jingleheimer Smith just changed their password. And it's like, okay, I didn't really need to know that. So if you don't need to know that, then check out this plugin. It is Disable Password Change Notifications by Pippin Williamson, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, that's a can get annoying if you're working on a website that has lots and lots of users who are constantly resetting their password because they forgot it to get in. Because yeah. That's usually what that indicates.
Exactly. So this will eliminate that and make it an autonomous system that doesn't bug you.
There you go. Okay, the final plugin I've got here today is an exciting one for us. This one here is WPAZ Intranet Site Lockdown. This is the first official plugin from WP Plugins A to Z Show. This is a plugin that I had hired a programmer to help customize with. I wrote some of the code, I customized some, and I hired a programmer to help me finish this out. This is partly where some of the donors' money has gone to, is providing things like this that we can give back to the community. Now, this plugin here, what it is designed to do is to allow you to create an intranet site or to completely lock down your website, depending on what you want to do. Now, creating an intranet site usually means you have to try to keep it on an internal network. But this allows you to create a WordPress website, host it with a hosting provider, and turn it into an intranet site. This plugin will lock down your website so that no one can see anything except the login window. This includes search engines. They can't get past the login window at all. They can't even get to the downloads. They can't view any files in the website. Nothing. It keeps them locked out. Now you can open it up to specific IP addresses or IP address ranges, which is a very sweet thing. Once they have an account to log in, they can log into the website and then gain access to everything as if they were viewing the website normally. And it doesn't even show them as being logged in with a toolbar at the top. It's very nice in that aspect there also. It also you can use this for your dev sites to lock your dev site down so that no one can get into it. Lots of other uses for it. Now, if you combine this also with Gravity Forms, you can create a specific registration page that people can register for your website, and you can lock that registration down to specific domains, you know, like at johnoverall.com. If you don't have an email address at johnoverall.com, you cannot register. These are the nice functions that are being built into it. Some of these functions will continue to evolve since this is the first iteration of the plugin, and we'll be adding to this as it comes along because I see lots and lots of uses for it. Now, at the moment, I would just love to give it a 5 based on the fact that it's, you know, from us. I have to give it a 4 Dragon rating because it's not thoroughly complete yet, but still a great plugin. And if you would like a copy of it, you can get it for free. All you got to do is go to the WPsupport.ca website, go to the store, and download it there. It's $5. But if you use the following plugin code, WPAZINSL, you get the plugin for free. That's WPAZINSL. Now, this will not be published. The code won't be published. But if you want to get a copy of the code, you didn't quite catch it, send an email to me, John at WP Pro, and I'll send it out to you. And the discount code will be good until January 1st of 2017. After that, it will always be $5 for the plugin. So Check it out. It's the first plugin from WP Plugins, AtoZ.com.
Wow. Very nice. Very nice addition. Great. All right. Well, let's wrap up this show with a really nice one. This one is called WP Private Comment Notes, and it lets WordPress admins and moderators add and manage private notes left through the comment system. So here's how it works, John. If you are on my site and you read a particular blog post and you leave a comment and you ask me a certain question on it, well, there may be an instance where I don't want to reply to you just in another comment. Maybe I want to reply to you privately. So what happens is I can send you a note privately, and knowing that I have your email address because that's what I require to leave a comment, it will email you my private reply to your comment based on this plugin. So that's pretty cool. I mean, it's just a nice way to answer somebody's question and not continue and continue and continue in the thread. So check it out. It's called WP Private Comment Notes, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very sweet. That's a nice way to be able to communicate with administrators.
Sure.
All right. Well, in this episode, I covered up WPrequel, which I gave a 5.2, Better Click to Tweet, which I gave a 5.2, and the all-new WPAZ Intranet Site Lockdown plugin, which I gave a 4.2.
And I reviewed Grid Canvas, got that 4 out of 5. Disable Password Change Notifications by Pippin Williamson, gave that one a 5 out of 5. And Private Comment Notes, 5 out of 5.
All right, and a little bit of commercial time here, although what I'm doing nowadays is I'm just sharing this space with websites that I think would be of interest to folks. And this week here, I'd like to talk about another great resource for WordPress-related content. You can check it out at wptonic.com. It's a site run by Jonathan, a really great guy. I've been on his show a couple of times and talked to him a few times. The website's full of great tips and other useful information, as well as a pretty interesting podcast and WordPress show to check out. So check them out at wp-tonic.com.
Nice. Yes, I've been on that show as well. I really like it. Also, just a reminder, membershipcoach.com. Use promo code WPAZ. Get 30% off.
All right, and the usual reminders, please stop in at the iTunes store and leave us a review. We'd greatly appreciate your time there, leaving us a review. If you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner or take a moment out of your life and leave us a review on the page for the show there, as you can leave us comments there, and we will respond to them as soon as we can get to them. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. How can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, when it's running. Twitter is at marcuscouch, and remember to go to membershipcoach.com.
All right. That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.